the Islamic Republic's founder. The six known assailants were also killed and five more suspects detained. While many world leaders quickly expressed condemnation of the incidents, it was several hours before the Trump administration expressed condolences. Iranian sources say the attackers had joined the IS from a number of regions inside Iran. Also, that Saudi Arabia is to blame for ideological support of the IS. Sunni-ruled Saudi Arabia and Shia-majority Iran are staunch rivals.
You are listening to the KABU Evening News. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories at 503-231-8032. Our production team for tonight's newscast is Dan Raphael, Ray Bodwell, Jim Thompson, and Jenka Soderberg. The producer is Kyle Caresi. Our engineer is David Kesters. The KABU Evening News and Public Affairs Director is Zelos Marchand. A podcast of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at KABU News. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Aaron J. Bernard.
And I'm Brian Pritchett. Coming up tomorrow morning on KABU, at 7 o'clock, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, it's Voices from the Edge with Joanne Hardesty, progressive talk radio from a grassroots perspective. At 9 o'clock, it's Press Watch. Teresa Mitchell brings you the news you're not supposed to know. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. And at 10:15, it's Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock on Between the Covers, David Nyman talks with Dani Shapiro about her intensely emotional novel, Hourglass, Time, Memory, Marriage, about the joys and challenges of matrimonial life. And at 11:30 on Words and Pictures, author and comics chronicler R.C. Harvey stops by to talk about the National Cartoon Society's Reuben Awards, an event that's coming to Portland. Plus, animation director David Silverman recounts his career as one of the original Simpsons animators. Thank you, KABU members, for your generous support. If you're not a current member, you can become one right now by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KABU with news from your community radio station.
It is that time again, Wednesday, on or around 5:45. Today in the studio we have Gil Cardone and Becky Myers. Welcome.
Hi.
Ciao.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Pretty good, pretty good.
Cool.
So, Becky, let's start with you. Listening sessions, what are they?
And why are you interested?
And why do they matter?
Right. What are you listening to?
Right. Well, I like a lot of different types of music. You all know me, but I'm Becky Myers. I'm the development director. And a listening session is an opportunity to open up lines of communication amongst folks who are doing work within a community and the community that is being worked with. So what we're looking to do is meet with folks within our translator communities like Hood River and Corvallis and, open up the floor to questions, essentially. What do you hear? What kind of feedback do you have for KABU? What are some improvements? What are things that we do amazingly well? What do you love? That kind of thing. And I'll be providing things like the strategic plan. I'll be, facilitating these sessions with specific questions and recording the whole thing. So I'll be in Hood River on June 15th, which is my birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday.
Yay. So I'm coming to Hood River on my birthday. And then on June 17th, I'll be in Corvallis to conduct a listening session as well. I'm hoping for folks to turn out, to give feedback, to meet each other. Like, I would love to meet the folks that are in those communities and, you know, hear what you have to say about what you hear from KBOO.
Is this the first time that we've done these? Or have we done them in the past?
I feel like we might have done them in the past. Like, we had several campaigns directed towards us building translators in these communities. And I feel like there were listening sessions then and probably, you know, even more recent than that. But I know that it's been a few years, at least since I've started working here, that we've done listening sessions in our translator communities. So I'm excited. I'm excited to meet the folks in Hood River and Corvallis, and hopefully we can build upon that to do, you know, listening sessions a little more often around, you know, even the metro area or, you know, different places that aren't necessarily connected with those cities of license that we would be in, say, Longview or Bend, or like, well, I guess not Bend, but still.
So I haven't been to one, Becky, but it sounds interesting. So my understanding is it sounds like it's a listening session about what folks are listening to.
Yeah.
Getting their feedback on
some of that.
What they're hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what they would like to listen to. Like,
yeah. What they want to listen to, what they're interested in hearing from us. Do they have any ideas that they would like to share with the station in general? So, like, you know, why haven't they seen more, you know, Mylar balloons come through the mail? Or, I mean, that's a bad example, but, you know, things like that, like any sort of feedback would be what I'm seeking. And really, it's an opportunity for me to sit and listen and help, you know, collect information as well, bring it back to the station so that we can talk about, you know, what's happening in those communities, what are concerns that they have, and then, you know, see how we can best address it.
Cool.
Yeah. But so, I need help.
Yeah, you need help.
I need help. Hey, so if you live in Hood River or Corvallis and you have any ideas of where I can meet everybody, if you have a venue you'd like to suggest, if you yourself can host, if you'd like to especially high-five me, then please email me. development@kboo.org. You can also call the station at 503-231-8032. Ask for me and Becky. You can also, you know, dial extension 219. I'm really bad at picking up at psychic waves and stuff. So, like,
leave a message
and email me. I would love to work with you. Those dates are pretty set. I'm kind of doing this on my own. And I would love to be able to, like, honor the June 15th birthday in Hood River and June 17th date in Corvallis.
Now, I'm not sure which of you two to address this to, so I'll put it out to both of you.
Yeah.
But we would like to know more about what's going on for the 50th anniversary archive project.
Fantastic question, Brian. There's lots of things
going
on. Yeah.
We love that question. Thank you.
As folks may have heard by now, KBOO was born in 1968, so we're coming up on 50
yeah!
amazing years. It's pretty cool stuff. So we have, I believe it's June.
June 3rd.
June 3rd, 2018 yeah. is the birthday.
Yeah.
So from now to then, we have lots of cool things going on, planning and setting up for celebrations exhibits, right, Becky?
Oh, yeah. We have an exhibit that will be opening in January of 2018 in the Oregon Historical Society's mezzanine super legit space. And we'll be hosting that exhibition until the end of June of 2018. And so it'll be super cool. Do you want to share the details?
Sweet.
I feel like I've been talking a lot, and so I don't want to take your your spotlight.
Well, I mean, you have the deets too. There's going to be some audio, oral histories going on, lots of really cool pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And the layout too, you were telling us the other day, like how it's going to be set up for folks to come and browse through.
Yeah, it's got a really cool setup. The mezzanine is one of those unavoidable spots in the Oregon Historical Society, and they have these freestanding exhibition boxes that you can put like materials in, and then we'll have it so that you can kind of walk around the mezzanine before you head downstairs to see the other exhibits and get a good feel of what KBOO was about and is about. in all of the 50 years of our glorious existence. So,
yeah, I've always been impressed with every exhibit I've ever seen at the Oregon Historical Society, and so I'm really excited that we get to display stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can imagine we're inviting a bunch of folks who've already started, folks have been around the community for a while and can recount some of their experiences with KBOO in and around, of course, the Portland community, and add to our oral history so folks can come and share and kind of learn more about KBOO and its place in the last 50 years in Portland.
Yeah, and we have a really interesting, beyond what is happening with the Oregon Historical Society, this is an opportunity for us to kind of show what work we've been doing with our, archive work, which we are completing year one of a four-year plan. That part is super exciting to me because part of knowing history and having, an understanding of it is having access to it. And so our archives, the open reel archives that we're in the process of digitizing, as well as our paper archives that we'll be scanning and including not only in the exhibit, but in a collectible thing, like a catalog, I think it's what it's called. We're putting all that together so that we can, best sort of put together a historical perspective of what KBOO has been covering for 50 years, which is the active history of Portland's activism. That's a lot of active, I'm sorry. But like, yes.
Very active.
The stuff that's happening here doesn't necessarily have, I think, a full voice in like the broader understanding of what American history is. And so us being able to convey this archive through public events like the Oregon Historical Society, but also being able to have other events sort of centered around them for the 50th anniversary will be really important. Also, community is a huge thing. So we're also planning a gigantic street party.
Huge.
On this street right here?
Right out front.
Yeah.
Big block party outside, music, food, all kinds of things going on. And we, if you're interested, Brian, Aaron, or anybody else out there listening, want to help out with joining, we have an events committee.
Low-key plug.
It's good that you mentioned that because, yes, we want to know if people want to get involved. How can they get involved? How can they join or volunteer with the event coordinating committee?
Well, they are having a meet and greet very, very soon. June, do you remember?
We're in June 7th now.
I'm sorry.
It will be on the KBOO calendar.
Third Tuesday. Yes.
Thank you, voice from...
Okay, so... Yeah, it'll be actually. I'm looking it up here. Okay. You got it.
It is the third Thursday.
Third Thursday
of every
month.
Here
at KBOO, we have an events committee that meets, and that's a public meeting. We would love for folks who are interested and who are really interested in putting together events and doing cool stuff with KBOO to come to those. But we have an extra special meeting that is coming up. I'm going to get you details on that. So while I do that.
In the meantime, we have some other cool events coming up we'd like to mention, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
Tomorrow, June 8th, at the Clinton Street Theater, beginning at 7 p.m., KBOO presents A Night at the Border with three amazing films, Jornaleros, Del Mero Corazón, and Chulas Fronteras. Those three films will be at the Clinton Street Theater tomorrow, starts at 8 p.m., and suggested admission is $7 to $10, but of course, no one is ever turned away for lack of funds.
Yes, I found it.
Okay.
Are you ready? Okay, so if you would like to meet the crew that puts together amazing KBOO events and be part of their team, that is June 19th. That is a Monday, 6 p.m. to 7:30 here at KBOO. We're going to have a meet and greet with the Powerhouse Cool Events Committee. So please come meet folks, bring your ideas, and then come join the committee, which will meet beyond that, of course, on a monthly basis. So
on the third Thursday.
Yes. But this meeting, the meet and greet special thing, June 19th. There's probably going to be like snacks. If we know anything about cool KBOO meetings, it's all about snacks. So.
And today also marks a special posthumous birthday. What's going on for that?
Very bittersweet. Very cool stuff going on, right? It's called the Prince Forever Ride.
Yes.
Petalpalooza. We're celebrating, well, Petapalooza is celebrating Prince's birthday tonight. So if you know if you know your Prince history, you'd know that he would have turned 58 years young today. The ride starts at 8 p.m., and they will be starting from the Prince Bike Lane, which is over here on East Burnside, as you may know, just right outside our door here near KBOO. And the ride will go up to the Prince mural, which was painted in his honor. It's going to be a mobile dance party. Okay. Yeah. Bring lights. Bring lots of energy.
Wear purple.
Wear purple and ride safe, folks.
Yes. So and if you know anything about KBOO, you would know that Diablo is totally the one that's leading this. So if you want a fun ride, please join us for that.
Yeah. Look out for a spear.
Yeah.
we are getting the signal from the Arab. So thank you both very much, Becky, Gil, for coming in here and telling us about this stuff. And we look forward to hearing more about these awesome events that you'll be planning for the 50th anniversary.
Absolutely. Awesome. And please email me if you would like to help me with these listening sessions coming up.
Thanks.
Oh, it's development at kboo.org. Thank you. Mysterious voice from above.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, and the time is 6 o'clock on the dot. And next is Kitchen Table Conversations. Today's first Wednesday. That's what you get at 6 p.m. And then next is Keeping It Real at 7 p.m. So this should be a lot of entertainment for you in the next couple hours, folks. So stay tuned for Kitchen Table Conversations and Keeping It Real at 7. This is KBOO Portland, your community radio station.
KBOO Community Radio holds an open meeting concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted.